Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
All right, good afternoon, Gitmo. Welcome to another edition of Open Line. I hope everyone had a great weekend and is ready to dive into another action-packed show today. Let's kick things off by giving a huge shout-out to everyone who participated in the singles pickleball tournament. We saw some fierce competition out there, and it's great to see the community staying active. Also, we had the car show was a big hit with some fantastic rides on display. It's events like these that make our Gitmo weekends unforgettable. In the world of sports, it was another thrilling weekend with college football and the NFL keeping us on the edge of our seats. And how about that WNBA championship? Congratulations to the New York Liberty on winning it all. What a run. And then on the baseball front, we have a true classic unfolding in the World Series with the two powerhouse teams, the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers, battling it out. Can't wait to see how that rivalry plays out. And if that's not enough, the NBA season tips off tonight, adding even more excitement to the mix. So get ready for an incredible stretch of sports action, folks. All right, we are ready to start the show, so sit back, relax, as we bring to you community news, some great music, and a great show. We've got Alex in the station, NEX. How are you doing this week?
This weekend? Can we just get past the sports thing? When the storm's the best thing that happened to me this weekend, that's probably not the good thing, right?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
we
USC
survived.
Lost.
We survived.
Yeah, USC lost, 49ers lost, and then all the other losses. I'm waiting for NBA. Not that my Lakers are going to do anything better. But, hey, it was a somewhat dry weekend. Is that fair to say?
It was wet, but let me tell you, I think we survived. We did a good job.
CMC did more than survive out there. He's trying to hold that smug look it over there. He thought I was going to let that go, huh? Right. For that expo.
Yeah.
We saw your photo up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I was going to let you get away with that.
The best AC. Hey, if you're hot out there and you need a cool ride, you know. The CMC's got a cool vehicle.
He was doing his absolute best not to burst into laughter talking about that.
I was just going to call him. I'm like, did we live the same weekend this weekend? What's he talking about?
I saw his photo and said, I know that's not.
Yeah. It was rigged. It was rigged.
Clearly. No, otherwise, I mean, you know, here to support the installation with obviously everything that happened over the weekend. How about you? Did you at least get a nap in?
Oh, I took full advantage of that weather for naps. It was fantastic, though. Yeah, some pretty good stuff went on. Just a nice, comfortable weekend. Wouldn't complain.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, you want to get right into it?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
87% fill rate, so not quite 90. However, barges in. We are still offloading. Obviously, we had some things happen over the weekend. I know we've kind of alluded to it, all that. I do want to start off first things first. We were just joking about this. You know, we're like the Waffle House here. So when we close down, we know it's kind of a serious thing, right? So big shout out to you and the Triad and keeping us all safe. However, huge shout out to my team. I had a lot of folks whose day off was Sunday, and they all came in, no questions asked. It's just the staff and the great team that I've got. You know, try to hold everything down, make sure that everybody was in stock. We had what we had. You know, store looks great. We've got some stuff in, and then obviously, you know, with the barge coming in, we'll offload some of that heavy whipping cream. You know, got to go there. Eggs, all that
yogurt.
Good stuff. Yogurt, yeah, exactly. Jeez. So, again, just big shout out to my entire team for, you know, really muscling up this week. And getting the community through it. And, you know, I don't want to do a shameless plug, but at the end of the day, it's what we do at the Navy Exchange when it comes to times like this. So, again, hopefully everybody was able to shop. I know the lines didn't get too bad, so which was a great thing. It was kind of an all-hands-on-deck kind of weekend for my team and myself. So, that said, let's get into some more stuff, right?
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Do want to start off, unfortunately, with some PSA Gatorade news, and I feel like I haven't spoken about Gatorade in quite some time. I don't think I've talked about Gatorade since you took over, right?
Uh-uh.
All right, so Gatorade. Unfortunately, there has been some changes in the contract with our DECA partners and also Gatorade. Now, we still get Gatorade on the retail side, so that's one of those items, unfortunately, that we get from NEXCOM and we also get from DECA. So the NEXCOM Gatorade you find at the mini marts because it's a different price. Now, the DECA Gatorade obviously is only sold at the DECA location, which is the main store. Unfortunately, we've had some transition issues right now at the current moment. I'd love to get into all the legal jargon and all that good stuff. However, we are going to see a shortage in Gatorade in the next about week to 2 weeks. We are making arrangements at the current moment to get DECA in Jacksonville kind of involved to get us a shipment. The closest we'll get it out here is probably within the next 2 weeks, hopefully. As we all know, the barge is delayed due to the weather and all that good stuff. So again, folks, when you see the Gatorade being shorted, just want to make sure everyone's prepared for that. We got plenty of water. Believe me, we got plenty of water. And a lot of you bought a lot of water this weekend. So thank you for that as well.
That's the best choice,
yeah,
water.
Exactly.
That's why I saw it out in the front when
right.
I went.
Which is crazy because it's always like we sell tons of frozen food and I'm just thinking if the power goes out. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So, again, like I said, we do have the powdered stuff so you can make your own Gatorade. However, just be patient with us. We've got a plan in place. Hopefully we'll get some assortment. The great thing, though, going through Jacksonville, we're actually end up getting some different flavors. So that'll help us out a little bit. And if that ends up continuing, we'll start partnering and leveraging that partnership we have with the Jacksonville Commissary. As a matter of fact, quick, did you know the Zephyr Hills water that we actually get, it comes from Jacksonville Commissary? Because unfortunately, Norfolk does not have a contract for Zephyr Hills water because it's a Florida-only based water. Oh. Gee, where's the rainbow thing? Now you know. Exactly, right? All right, so moving on to the retail side of the house. Again, lots of things going on over there. It's that time of year. We circle around the wagon, and then, you know, we go from Halloween to holidays all in one instant. However, you know, we already are at holidays. You're giving me that look like, dude, your trees have been up for like 3 weeks now.
I like it every time I walk in. I love a Christmas tree and some lights. Every time I walk in, I'm just like,
well, there you go. So we're going to jump very quickly into that. So again, all your Thanksgiving fixings and all that you'll see over the weekend, we're going to start setting up all those end caps, all your brines. We've already got our big gingerbread house out there that has all our spices and baked goods. So it's that time of year, folks. We've got all those buys in. So we'll be transitioning out of all the Halloween stuff into our holiday assortment, all that good stuff. So retail side, though, we do have a semi-annual sale going on. Lots of stuff on sale. I love to name it all off, but furniture is on sale. Home stuff is on sale. We got a bunch of stuff on sale, so just come on in. Again, that time of year, once we circle the wagon right after the holiday season. And then the next couple of weeks, I'll put out holiday hours as well for the day after Thanksgiving. For those of you new to Island, yes, it's a great holiday, and people like to wake up super, super early, but guess what? You get to sleep in because we open regular hours. So just want to put that out there at the current moment. Again, upcoming weeks, I'll give everybody kind of a update on holiday hours and how we transition and all that good stuff as well. So again, got a sale going on, Veterans Day coming up, a lot of stuff going on. So there's going to be plenty of sales and opportunities for you to take advantage while you're here on Island. So I know you're eyeing what, that 100-inch TV?
You know what I'm thinking about? It would be cool if we had something like Black Friday.
We do.
That would be cool.
Didn't I just say that?
Clean the place out. You know? Let's start over again.
I've never even participated, but I did that. Like for a minute, I was like, "Huh."
Hey, how that works. So who do you go to when you got a report on the CMC?
I'm pleading the fifth right now.
Mass chaos by the CMC. At all right, moving on.
He's recommending Black Friday. Not a good idea.
Now, mind you, we'll have the sales and the one-time buys and things like that. So, again, folks, the closer we get to it, we'll let everybody know where we're at and what we'll carry in the store. So, again, you're more than welcome to, you know, line up. We've had people line up at 4, 3 o'clock in the morning. I won't tell you what that turkey smells like, but, you know, at the end of the day, that you want to stay up, you want to stay up. That's all on you. My staff and I probably won't get there till like 7, so feel free to, you know, put some carts away for us and clean up the... No, I'm just
maybe
joking.
Maybe make some breakfast
yeah,
while
exactly,
you walk in.
Right? Yeah, exactly, right?
They'll already put their stuff to the side, yeah. You know?
All right, so moving into some other things renovation-wise, still trucking along, still waiting to get those refrigerators put in. So, again, we're kind of at a point where they're still doing the overnight work, so we're still pending on that. It's funny because this time last year we were getting into the point where we were taking down the meat department and doing the meat department, and now we're just waiting on putting new refrigeration in and all that good stuff. So, everyone hang tight. We're almost there. We're almost at the stretch. I mean, bottom line, we've got really small portion of the store that's still left that needs renovation. So let's put it that way. All right, another PSA, got to put it out there. special orders. Again, I haven't talked about that in quite some time. Folks, it's that time of year we actually are supporting some folks locally who wanted an 86-inch television.
Oh, wow.
You will remain nameless, but you know who you are. It's on its way. I think you know that person.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I'm kidding. That being said, 86-inch televisions, any of the cool electronics that you see this holiday season, by all means, if you don't see it in the main store and you've seen it at the Jacksonville store, let us know. We can do a special order. Come in. Talk to any of our customer service folks. They'll take down your name, number, do all that. Otherwise, as always, it's on the official Facebook page of the base, as well as the email where you can actually send in your special order. And that email address is KENNETA. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's your.
He's got jokes for you today.
I know, right?
You ain't getting that one break.
You know, somebody was actually writing that down, and they're like,
I was mentally in my head. I was like, now, wait a minute.
All right, in all serious note, that is Next Downrange, NSGB at nextweb.org. That's NEX Downrange, NSGB at nextweb.org. So if you want to do any special orders and all that good stuff. So going to wrap it up with this last thing, special announcement that I haven't even told the triad about. So.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Sorry, Captain. Sorry, XO. CMC. Here we go. Gitmo community, we did this when I first got here. We've gone to headquarters again. This is a Gitmo-only policy. I'm going to repeat that again. This is a Gitmo-only policy. So if you go to any other Navy exchange, this will not happen in those locations. What am I talking about? It's like drum roll, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Our layaway program. For years now, we've stuck to what our layaway policy is, and unfortunately, we were not able to put everything on layaway. Powers to be have granted us special exception to policy because of our location. And bottom line, you can put anything on layaway year-round now. It's not just the holidays, so we're talking laptops, computers that you used to not be able to put on layaway. They still follow the same layaway rules and policies and procedures, but bottom line, unless it's something that expires and is food, you cannot put those items on layaway. Mm-hmm. On top of that, anything that's clearance cannot be put on layaway. But the layaway program has now been opened up to almost everything in the store. Come on in. We'll give you some more details. I know it's a huge win for the community because a couple years ago, we used to do certain electronics. Now it's a year-round program. So it's not just a holiday program. It's a Gitmo only. And again, you can't go to Norfolk and try to put a laptop on layaway. This is only for Gitmo only. So huge win for my team. Huge win for the community. Again, remote, isolated. Where else are you going to go? Right, sir?
Right. Yeah. Hey, send emails to that guy that was responsible for that. It's K-E-N-N.
Now, that's a good comeback. See what I'm saying? Anything else, sir? Unless you got some secret ones.
No, I don't have any secret questions. But, no, listen, hey, as always, thanks to you and your team. You guys, you know, you came through when we always need you the most. You guys always come through. But, no, for this weekend, your team, you know, hey, they did what they did. And kudos to them. And thanks for everything that you guys do to take care of the community. So have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you around.
See
you. All right, Gitmo, we are back. We were rocking some Michael Jackson there, but hey, we are rocking it in Fidel's backyard. But hey, we've got in the station MWR, the number one MWR in the entire Navy.
Of course.
So welcome. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Good afternoon, listeners. So I just want to use this opportunity to thank everyone who supported the Gitmo Auto Expo on Saturday. It was a great turnout. It's the very first one, and it was great, and we look forward to hosting it around the same time next year. Mm. All right, so today we'll be having book club at the community library starting at 5 p.m. This is open to adults and young adult readers. Now, the featured book will be The Frozen River by Ariel LaHorn. All right, book club usually happens on the fourth Tuesday of each month at the community library. So for all you steak lovers, tomorrow we'll have Steak Under the Stars. This will be at the old-fashioned bar at Bayview. Reservation is required, so today is your last day to make reservation if you want to go enjoy those delicious marinated steaks. For reservation, call extension 2059. And this coming weekend is going to be yet another busy weekend for NWR. So starting on Friday the 25th, we'll have live performance by the White Keys Band. This will be at 7 p.m. at the O'Kelly's backyard. So I'm inviting everyone out to come out and have a wonderful time. And on Saturday, they'll also be performing at the Monsters in the Dark Glow Party. This will be at the Ticket Bar. That will be at 9 p.m. Now, earlier that evening, we'll have the Trunk or Treat. This will be at Downtown Lyceum at 5:30 p.m. The last time I checked was yesterday. We had a total of 27 sign-ups, so this year is going to be a big one, very big one. So we're looking forward to all the lovely decorated trunks, and we have some amazing giveaways, courtesy of the NEX and MWR, of course.
Nice. That's going to be awesome.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So on the 31st, we'll have the Spooktacular Bowling at the Rec Room. This is open to kids and adults. So from 4 to 6 p.m. will be the kids segment, and then from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. will be the adult segment. And don't forget, for you Halloween pin decorating contestants, the pin should be returned by October 26. So voting can take place, and the winners will be announced on the 31st. On the 2nd of November, we'll have the Lateral Hazard Best Ball Golf Tournament. Now, registration is ongoing for that, and it actually closes on the 25th. It's $60 per team, inclusive of all the materials that you need for the tournament, in addition to lunch. So all you golfers, you can't afford to miss this one. And on the 13th of November, we'll have the Windjammer Seafood Boil. You guys always enjoy this, so this time we'll have some lobster in the mix. So we're looking forward to having a great turnout. For reservations for that, you can call extension 2522. Halloween ceramic painting is on October the 27th. That is at 1 p.m. at the ceramic shop. Cost is $5 or $10 for selected items, ranging from pumpkins, skulls, etc. So we're looking forward to your support. This is also open to the entire community. And that's a wrap for me today. Stay tuned for next week for more events. I'm not going to give it all away today. And for additional information on all our upcoming events, please go follow our Facebook page at NWR Getmo and our website at www.navynwrguantanamobay.com. Until next time, have a good one. I'm out.
All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks. MWR's got a lot of activities going on this weekend, so get out and socialize, mingle, and have a great time. But most of all, be safe. Thanks for coming by, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Gitmo, we are back. It's time for some Navy history. So you want to go ahead and get started?
Sure. Okay. October 22nd, 1846. Lavinia Fanning Watson of Philadelphia christens the sloop of war Germantown, the first U.S. Navy ship to be sponsored by a woman.
All right, then the Battle of Leyte Gulf, considered the largest naval battle of World War II, begins with the U.S. submarines attacking two elements of the Japanese Armada moving towards Leyte. In the Palawan Passage, USS Darter and USS Das sink heavy cruisers Maya and Atago. Takio is also hit, but survivors off Manila Bay. USS Bream's torpedoes damage the heavier cruiser Oba.
October 24th, 1944, the Battle of Leyte Gulf continues with Task Force 38 aircraft attacking the Japanese in the Sibuyan and Sulu Seas. Hopefully I said that right. U.S. Navy carrier planes sink the Japanese battleship Musashi and damage numerous other enemy ships, among them battleships Nagato, Fuso, and Yamashiro. Japanese air attacks hit the small USS Princeton, CVL-23, which eventually has to be scuttled. The desperate kamikaze tactic makes its appearance, causing damage and casualties on U.S. ships off the late invasion beaches.
All right. And then also a couple other items. This month marks National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Nobody should be held back from access to job opportunities because of a disability. So people with disabilities offer important, unique perspectives that can make the workplace and our nation a better place, okay? And then also, just another history note that I missed, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, CVN-71, is commissioned at Newport News, Virginia on October 25th, 1986. And then also, hey, another, it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So there's five things that you can do to stay safe. Make sure that you use a strong password and a password manager. Turn on your multi-factor authentication, recognize and report phishing, and then update your software So make sure that you know, you use OPSEC anytime that you're using your computer. And then lastly, we've got the CYP Fall Youth Flag Football, right? That's coming. So make sure that you look out for those flyers. And then we also have the CYP Fall Youth Cheerleading, okay? And also the CYP Fall Youth Tennis Clinic. So stay tuned to those events. CYP wasn't here today, but I'm sure they'll be back to also share more news for our youth programs, okay? I think that's it, right, for me.
No more shots to fire.
I think we're going to wrap it up here. But, hey, listen, to everyone, hey, I just want to say thank you for what you do to support your command, also the mission, and also the base. And then, of course, for those of you that are leaving the island, maybe PCSing, hey, thanks for all your contributions. I wish you the best in your future endeavors, whatever that may be. And then, of course, those that are new to the island, hey, welcome. There's a lot to do, but make sure that you are safe and look into the different programs that we offer here, okay? Well, hey, I'm going to wrap it up. Stay safe. Make sure that you're responsible. Look out for one another. And I'm dropping the mic, and I will see you next week. I'm out.